10 to Zen. 10 minutes a day to a calmer, happier you. Written and read by Owen O'Kane. Dedicated to the memory of my mum, Kathleen, who taught me most about kindness, compassion, and living life fully. Introduction. Sometimes life can be hard and situations difficult to manage. In my work as a therapist, I often see people with problems that might be familiar to you. Do you ever feel overwhelmed and unable to cope? Do you worry constantly and feel exhausted or irritable and angry? Have you lost your zest for life and sense of fun? Are you experiencing relationship difficulties? Do you overeat, undereat, or rely on stimuli such as alcohol, medication, drugs, shopping, sex, social media to cope? Do you ever feel helpless or worthless and that you're not good enough? The list is not exhaustive and you may have different challenges, but if some, most, or all of these resonate with you, let me assure you that you're not alone. Help is at hand. My 10 to Zen workout will show you how you can learn to manage these difficult emotions and ultimately live a calmer, happier life in a more authentic way. Have you ever looked at all the happy images on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and had the envious thought that everyone else is having a great time? This can happen even when we know we are only seeing a carefully edited version of reality. Yes, it's great to share the happy stuff, but where are the rest of the pictures? The narratives we share on social media are what we want others to see. We rarely post about the challenges we are living with. What a relief it would be if we could all be truthful about who we really are without apology. If we could only be honest about the glorious, wonderful confusion it is to be human. Within this confusion, there are many insights and possibilities for growth, but these will only emerge if we allow ourselves time to stop and reflect. Our culture promotes distorted news, edited stories, and a frenzied pace of activity. We all do so much stuff that we're often burnt out, even our children. So within this book, I encourage you to take time out for just 10 minutes every day, with the hope that this time will become a central part of your life. I also encourage you to address some of the difficult aspects of your life in a safe, controlled way, helping you move towards a truer version of yourself. We all struggle at times. I know this to be true, both personally and professionally. This book offers a 10 to Zen solution, a starting point for regaining control and making your way back to a calmer mind and a better life. I don't promise to wave a magic wand or sprinkle fairy dust. However, I do promise to share with you some effective life-changing techniques. These techniques and principles for living are based on some of the best evidence psychology models used in my work as a psychotherapist, my experience of working with the dying, and some of my own personal experiences along the way. A workout with a difference. My workout stands out from the others partly because of the timing. The beauty of 10 to Zen is that you really do need only 10 minutes a day to benefit from it. But it's also different because it goes much more deeply into why we are becoming distressed in the first place. We all know it's impossible to feel calm and in control all of the time. Yet finding a way of regaining a sense of perspective is at times essential. This doesn't mean it's easy though, and in the initial stages of developing 10 to Zen, I thought hard about what an effective daily mind workout might look like. In essence, I wanted it to do the following things. To help people find a way of stopping and slowing down quickly. To help them get out of their distressed headspace. To help them regain a sense of perspective. To help them move forward with a greater sense of calm and control. But how would I do this? Well, initially I knew I would use the techniques I'd picked up from my training in psychological therapies, but I also wanted my approach to be more than a set of skills. I wanted the 10 to Zen workout to embody principles for more peaceful, authentic living. This prompted me to engage with the insights I had gained from my work with both the dying and the living over 25 years. So now I ask you to keep an open mind and commit to the time required to practice wholeheartedly. Be prepared for a fresh start and hold on to the thought that whatever has gone before, that moment is gone. The only important time is now. There is space in the take a moment exercises in the book to write down your own notes, or you may prefer to have a special notebook that you use when doing your 10 to Zen workout. Influences from the dying. For many years before becoming a therapist, I worked as a nurse in the palliative care world, and I would often hear dying patients talk about regret, how they wish they'd used their time differently. I'm now a senior psychotherapist and at the time of writing this, a clinical lead working in the NHS. I can still hear the voice of a man in his 70s who was in a hospice saying to me, "I spent so much time worrying during my life, I just wish I'd learned how not to do that." In fact, I've lost count of the number of times I've heard people talk about how stressful life was for them, how they'd got their priorities wrong and the oh-so-familiar